And we are live.
In the studio for you.
Woo-hoo. It's 2022.
Dude, I had a hard time writing that shit out today.
Yeah, me too. Just because Betty White died and I was kind of sad.
Yeah. Is that what ruined? Like, you couldn't write 2022?
Fuck yeah. 2021 just had to fucking dagger us, man.
I saw some really good things that were like, hey, Betty White went out on her terms. She ended 2021. Like, fuck it, guys. I'm sacrificing all of this. And, like, yeah. You know?
Like, the year started with Kobe and ended with fucking Betty White.
Yeah.
I mean.
Wait, did it start with Kobe?
Yeah.
What? Holy shit.
No.
2021 was so long, bro.
It started with, like, a bunch of storming at the Capitol, which we're not going to get into, but.
Yeah.
We should. Yeah. But no, not.
We won't touch on that shit. But
yeah, no, it, like, celebrity death wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was Kobe.
I thought Kobe died like
2 years ago.
Oh. That shit was this year, right?
Fuck. I don't know. COVID's been rough.
Yeah, COVID has fucked everything.
Fucking lockdowns have been rough. It's like pandemics are rough.
It's been the longest, like, 2 year decade I've ever been in.
For real.
I thought it was fucking like 2010, like 2 years ago. What are you talking about?
Jesus.
Shit's been nuts. Been gnarly. Our guest today is
Mark. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too.
To everyone.
Mark is back on the show. He was like our
second guest, first guest.
Yeah.
Like, were you the fucking very he was the very first
I think he was
guest.
The first guest beyond us, like, hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, talking about beards where
past,
everyone was like,
past,
you got this
we're
wrong.
Past 20 episodes deep and we're like, bringing it back.
Let's throw back Thursday, this bitch.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, Mark is an artist.
If you have not heard from the previous episodes, an artist.
We're going to dive more into
I want to ask real quick, how'd the skateboard thing go?
Super rad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that launch was back when we were doing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the skateboard launch is super rad. Like, we were able to raise, like, money for the Laurel Skate Park project.
Fucking A.
So, yeah, it was really cool to be able to, like, just bring it back, you know, because I love the Montana skateboarding scene. And it's, like, it was actually on, what was it, the New York Times, I believe.
Oh,
where
shit.
They were talking about Montana skateboarding.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude. So, it was, like... I was like, bro.
National news. Fuck yeah.
Let's go. And like, with like the skateboarding Olympics being in this, like, Olympics.
Yeah,
fuck
year.
Yeah.
Which,
so, it was crazy.
I can't believe Nigel Houston.
Dude, it was all so good.
He didn't even place, man. I was like, kind of like, holy
no shit, man. They had him chalked up to fucking win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because he's been dominating the fucking street league.
Yeah.
Everything. X Games for the past however long. Fucking bastard is just good, dude. Just good.
I don't know. It was pretty cool though, because like he had like his little speech thing that he did afterwards about like telling his fans like how it is and like being real with them. And I was like, bro, that's like winner mentality to me, you know?
Sure. Yeah,
I'm super
stoked. Yeah, fuck yeah.
So
it's dope. Yeah, but one thing I want to talk about is like we didn't really. Excuse me.
Help you out there.
A COVID cough, by the way.
Oh no!
I don't know.
I'm not just positive.
I'm vaccinated.
I'm positive.
Know. I'm COVID positive.
Just, like, like Carmen. I'm COVID positive.
Yeah, no, that I made that joke the other day.
Fuck yeah! It's about
I was like,
time.
Well, we can't make that joke yet. It's not been 27 years or whatever it is. 24 South Park deemed it was.
Yeah.
We can't laugh about COVID yet. It's too soon.
Since HIV.
Yeah. Too soon.
I feel like it's never been too soon with COVID. I feel like the toilet paper, everybody's just like, fuck it. We're all out of it.
Man, that shit was rough, dude.
I always buy in bulk from Costco just because it's like my family.
Yeah,
I've got two girls. One of them is a teenager.
Paper flies off
the yeah. So, yeah.
I'm not a money waster. I just shit in the shower, and then you stomp it with your
foot. Waffle stomping.
Waffle stomping.
Just play some Irish dance music. You know, just fucking.
Like, okay.
I just don't like wasting money on toilet.
Real note. Do you actually do that?
No.
Okay.
No.
As you're fucking sniffing your hand, like,
Fuck no, I piss in the shower. Who doesn't?
Well, who doesn't piss in the shower? But, like, that's one thing that, like, there's people that are like, yeah, shit in the shower. And I'm like, I don't know,
theoretically, it doesn't sound like that horrible of an idea. Well, with a little effort, you could get the stuff down the drain.
Okay, but here's my question.
Yeah, what is it? It's probably stupid, but what is it?
No, have you guys ever farted in the shower?
Well, yes. Yeah, it's all wet and juicy.
Does it not smell worse in the shower than
it's hot and steamy?
Exactly. So you really want to be shitting in this little cubicle of hell.
I see where you're coming with that, but I think it's all about, like, comparatively. You know what I mean? If you compare it to, like, when you had to, like, shit in the alley, like, back in, like, the 1900s, then yes, I would shit in my shower any day of the week.
Okay.
But, like,
nowadays. No. Like, there are people that do it. So, you know, like.
Yeah. There's, like, artificial toilet, like, intelligent toilets out there.
They analyze your shit and stuff.
That's, like, my goal is to go take a shit in one of those.
Like, just you are a fat fuck.
Oh,
man.
Taco Bell is not supposed to be
a daily
breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
But who doesn't love Taco Bell?
I have Liv Moss in my DNA.
But for real, have you been to Taco Bell recently?
Yeah.
Dude, that newest box with the grilled cheese burrito, fucking shit. Oh.
You know, I really like their breakfast shit, too.
Their
breakfast burritos are really good.
Yeah, so their breakfast Crunchwrap is, like, the shit. Like, oh, my God.
I love food. But Taco Bell's my jam, dude. But that grilled cheese burrito,
it's so good.
That deal's good in general. You get a chalupa, a hot taco, chips and cheese, not those bullshit cinnamon twists, and the fucking grilled cheese burrito.
The grilled cheese burrito is, like, really tasty, too.
Yeah, it's, like, good hangover food, too.
Oh, yeah. Just
greasy.
Yeah,
but it was labeled the healthiest fast food.
Really?
Yeah.
It is. It's kind of crazy.
You know, eating cheese with everything, you'd think that would be completely the opposite. Like,
but
it's healthy. You might be blocking your fucking colon, but it's healthy as shit, yeah. Bro.
Yeah.
It stays in you for a bit, but it's healthy, dude.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely not my New Year's resolution to not ever eat Taco Bell again.
Yeah.
I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I don't. Like,
well, I have goals, but not a fucking resolution.
Well, I mean, everyone has goals, but everyone's like, oh, you know, make a resolution. What's the fucking point? Like, every resolution I've made, I break. And I'm like, I'm not going to do this anymore.
That's the type of person you are, Corey. You're a resolution breaker.
I mean, to a point. I'll agree with that.
I think your resolution should be never smoke marijuana again.
Okay. You know what?
Segue.
So,
okay, Satan. While we're on the topic of marijuana.
It just officially became recreationally legal in our state here, Montana.
Not outside in the public, though, right? We can't go
to
Pioneer Park
and
smoke dope.
But, okay, I have an issue with you calling it that, but we'll come back to that.
It's different than dope. Smoke weed.
Yes.
The devil's
you can,
lettuce.
But me, a non-card holder, can go to the shop now and buy marijuana and smoke it at home.
Yes.
Is that the definition of recreational?
Yes, absolutely.
I can walk in and fucking...
So here's the other thing. Is before, it was actually passed, you know, last year as recreational was legal.
Yeah.
But the difference with it is now you can actually go into the shops and shit.
Yep.
So... you know, there's a lot of stipulations and shit, as, you know, government has their hands in fucking everything.
But still, we're going to be reaping tax benefits off this.
You know, I hope so. I know there's been a lot, from looking at it, there's been a lot of hirings, there's been a lot of...
Fuck, well, the uptick in sales, I can imagine.
Absolutely. And, you know, I get pissed about that. When you say dope, it kind of rattles my fucking cage.
I don't believe in drugs.
You know,
okay. Listen, I grew up.
I don't do drugs.
I grew up on the D.A.R.E. program, and I'm still a member.
Fuck, you know what? Okay.
Renew that membership. No.
Speaking on fucking, like, D.A.R.E. memberships and shit. So, you know, my dad passed away recently, and I was going through all the stuff, you know.
I'm sorry, dude. That's
right. So no, sorry. It's a weird segue.
You're really transitioning bad. I can't not laugh.
So I pulled out my, like, sixth grade D.A.R.E. shirt with, like, it had all the signatures from, like, the cop and, like, all the kids.
I was like,
did you get it?
It's in my house, but it's, dude, I like, every time I look at it, I'm like, fuck, I really let all those guys down. Like, every one of them. Like, I'm sorry.
But that was back when the war on drugs was marijuana. Like, marijuana is the best thing. Dude, alcohol is fucking horrible. You know how many people I know
are drunks and alcoholics?
Who are drunk
and
alcoholic? No, I don't really know, but I've had family members die because they were alcoholics.
Oh yeah.
Like alcohol is fucking god awful, man.
I mean, alcohol,
marijuana is fine.
Alcoholism runs in my family.
Yeah. And me too. So, that's why I don't drink beer.
I mean, I drink on occasion. Yeah, but like, I can honestly say, if someone would be like, "You need to quit pot now," I'd be like, "Okay, like, it's not a, you know, it's not a thing." However, I choose not to just because the, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
It's one of those that I can tell you personally. I was taking like 1,600 milligrams of ibuprofen daily for like my injuries. Got prescribed. I don't take 1,600 milligrams of ibuprofen daily anymore. Haven't in the last like 2 years.
Dude.
So. Yeah. And if you know 1,600 milligrams of ibuprofen daily,
well,
that's fucking prescribed to you by a doctor.
It's about this.
Is ruining your goddamn liver.
The acetaminophen is you're not supposed to have like 2,400 in more in 24 hours or more.
Well, I don't know because I mean I looked it up. It basically was like, oh yeah, you're fucking poisoning straight up. You're poisoning
like
your liver, and I was like, oh, that's fucking awesome. Like I had a legit doctor tell me like this is what you're prescribed for. This sorry, like there's no other fix for it. Do this, and I'm like, oh, okay, like I'm gonna listen to you because you're a doctor and shit. Like
yeah.
You. And then you try something. It's interesting, like when you branch out into alternative wellness, and I don't even want to say that, like, because I don't believe in essential oils and shit. Like, I'm sorry. No, Tim. Okay. No, Tim.
I will show you the world with essential oils.
We're not diving down that one. I'm talking
I
like.
I really will.
But I'm talking like the. Like the MLM shit with essential oils.
Well, yeah, they give
honest.
A bad name just because Suzy Q and her fucking
exactly,
and
that's
associate oils.
Crystals,
work.
Crystals. There's another thing. Crystals.
Essential oils actually.
Okay,
work.
we're gonna move on to something
next
that's
time
not
have
gonna
a headache,
bother you.
Next time you have a headache, just put some peppermint right there. It's gone.
Next time I have a headache, I'll just.
Yeah, that's because you're a degenerate and you do. That's because you're a degenerate and you smoke dope.
But is it a degenerate now that it's legal?
No, because it's dope. I'm going to call it dope now since that oil comment. What the fuck? I run a whole business off that. I hate you. No, but marijuana is the least of the least of the least of our
absolutely.
Worries.
Opiates are like
fuck
a
yeah.
huge.
Prescription drug abuse, yeah. which you were just outlining.
Dude, like, no, because, like, I just, like, we're going to talk about this. It was, like, when I broke my leg and stuff, man.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, let's go.
Ooh,
into
how
that.
Did you break your leg?
So,
I've broken things. But,
do you
like,
have pictures of the leg broken and, like, crooked and shit?
Yeah, like it wasn't crooked. It was just like into the inner skin. But no, so I went 6 months of not drinking before the accident and stuff.
Uh huh.
And so like I was just like I was done. I was ready to, like just throw up like drinking forever, you know. And so, but when they got me back up, like,
is this because you had a drinking problem, or you just were like over the shit?
I was just like over the like waking up like. The next morning, just like, bro, like, I feel like I'm just stabbing myself in the stomach at this point. Like, I would never, like, really test, like, to the financial status of, like,
yeah.
going in to be like, okay, I only have, like, $10 and I can buy, like, fucking a fucking tall can or some shit like that. It's more so just like, yeah, I hated waking up and feeling like shit. You know what I mean? That's how,
yeah,
like,
I can't afford the days after. That's,
yeah. Like, being 21, like, you could, like, prime time, like, at 3 o'clock, and you're back at it. But, like,
oh, fuck yeah.
Like 27 for me right now, just like, bro, if I have, like, 4 beers the night before, I'm going to be, like,
oh,
I'm going to be shasted in my bed.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going.
But talk about how you broke your...
Yeah, I don't want to see pictures. I've seen enough. Oh, gross.
Yeah, so, what happened was, so I was, like, 6 months clean, and, like, I lost a bunch of, like, weight and
yeah
and so like when I was skating like I was just like pumping and going and I launched like hella high because like I would just
were you going off a hip or were you off
like
out of a bowl or what
yeah out of the first bowl at the skate park here in town and just like I like caught some wind and like then like I just got way too high and like I started flailing and then all my body weight went onto one leg
oh fuck
and just like I just hear it from like that I hear this like sound of just like And I was
you did not.
Dude, I did.
Hold on. I wanna test this. Let me see that water bottle real quick. Was it something like this?
Yeah, but like gross and like
internal.
Deeper, yeah. So it was just
internal.
Like
internal.
It was nasty and like at first cause I was like, bro, like I did not just break my fucking leg. And so I just like laid down for a little bit and I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna like army crawl myself to the grass. And so like dude. So like
you fucking army crawling through everyone's skating? Was your skate park busy?
Yeah, but like everybody's like watching out because I'm still like a bigger dude, and I was like with my friends the Black Market Brigade, and they're like,
oh, he's fine.
Dude, like, are you okay, man? And I'm like, yeah, like just
You didn't scream in pain or nothing?
No, dude, I was just like, fuck, dude, like that was like kind of crazy. And I was like more so pissed because it's like such a nice ass day out and like the skating was like prime, like just solid. And so
it just totally harshed our fucking vibe at the skate park. I was so pissed.
You got over to like the bench,
the grass,
the grass.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then I was like, they're like, dude, are you okay? I was like, yeah, just like I think I just need to go home and like shower. And so like, so to put a visual of what it looked like for me to do so, have you ever seen The Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh yeah, when he's on the Quaaludes and he's crawling out of
his
car.
Exactly, exactly. Like. I shit you not, like, and I have my skateboard too, because like I was like theoretically
you
I was
were
like,
trying to walk with like using as a crutch.
Yeah. Okay. And so I was like, I'm gonna gotta ring this bitch. I'm just like, I gotta get home and run some like hot water.
Was it hurting?
Yeah, because like my stupid self, I was like, I'm just gonna try to fly a little bit. No, not that time. Next time, I'm gonna. And then like so, I get home, and like I'm chilling for like 5 hours, just like on my couch, and I'm like.
Past
like the adrenaline stage, and I was like, hey, like I need to get like an ice pack or something.
Did you live alone?
No, like so like I was with like just yeah, and so essentially like yeah, kind of like you know what I mean.
Sure.
So it was very interesting. Like my in-law at the time just like helped me out with like bringing like an ice pack and a crutch and shit. Ooh. So, yeah, it was very,
when did you come to the realization that you need to see a doctor?
When she came over and was like, you need to go see a doctor. And I was like, it's that bad, huh? And then, like, so she's, like, a physical therapist. And
your partner at the time?
Yeah. And, okay. Like, and then my mom was, like, a physical therapist, and I FaceTimed with her, and my mom was like, that's huge and way too inflated, man. And, like. Like some,
are we talking like tib fib area?
Like on the top, like almost up to
oh
the.
Oh god.
Yeah, and so. Sorry, I should have gotten this prepped beforehand.
No, that's alright. I put you on the spot.
Fuck.
I'm just
like.
You sat at home for. Oh.
Here's
oh.
all the hardware.
Yeah.
I
can see an extra. Holy shit! That's a lot of fucking hardware up in there. Ooh, is that the kneecap?
Yeah.
You had to put that much fucking titanium.
Yeah, I'm trying to find, like, the actual break picture.
Oh, no.
That.
Well, yeah, I want to see that.
Do you guys like staples?
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, I have a
So, picture. Okay, walk us through. You didn't call an ambulance, or did you get driven to the ER?
I got driven, because, like, I don't know. It just felt like I just, like, messed it up a little bit. Like, I was not freaking out about it at all. It's more so when people were freaking out about it that
yeah.
I was, like, freaking out about it. I was like, well...
Maybe things are bad. Okay, maybe they are bad.
This is a lot worse than I expected. And, like, yeah, I was, like, stupid. I waited for, like, 24 hours before I went to the doctor to get it all checked out.
Jesus
Christ. Dude, like.
How the fuck did you sleep that first night?
I got, like, alcohol. Because, like, it was, like, from 6 months. And I was, like, bro, like, I need just to, like, chill. So I picked up a Corona. One of like those tall ones, and I was like drinking. I was like, hell yeah, this feels good. And then yeah, it probably wasn't smart because like the
blood thinner.
Yeah, dude.
Oh man.
So that's like the staplage.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, it's disgusting. 30 staples. Do you want to see?
I can see staples. Okay, that's not bad. Like
I
okay, so you get to the ER and they're immediately like, yeah, let's do X-rays.
Yeah, and then like. I heard in the other room, like, the x-ray doctor or whatever, like, to call. He was, like, calling the surgeon. Was like, yeah, we need to get this guy in tomorrow. like mourning and fast, because it's, and like I'm like overhearing this stuff happening. I'm like,
yeah, because when you get an X-ray, they just kind of stand behind a fucking dummy wall and go, ready, you know.
Yeah, and then like I was just like waiting and like to see the pictures. I was like, yeah, it's just like I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna be walking out of here with maybe like a knee splint or something. It's gonna be fine. Yeah, just like I heard that in the next room, and I was like, the doctor walks in, so he's like, yeah, so we need to talk. And I was like, I kind of heard, man. Like, is this like?
Did you think you were gonna lose your leg?
Not
amputation was never a talk.
No,
right?
I've
heard of such things where it's been crushed so bad that they're like, yeah, there's no use in us.
So the doctor tells you,
like, yo, we're gonna be doing surgery on your leg tomorrow morning. And like
your tibia or whatever is broken.
Yeah, so it's like a tip, part of the tibia and part of the fibula was like all fuckered up, and yeah, I was like stupid. I was like so pissed off because I was like, man, no, like I don't want to. Like I have shit I want to do because it's like snowboarding season was just coming up upon us because it's like October.
How many years ago was this?
It was last year.
Just last year. Yeah. What?
And so, like, throughout that time, like, I'm back to skateboarding. I paddleboarded on the river, and, like, I'm planning to go snowboarding.
Now that titanium's in there forever?
Yeah. And, like, I went through TSA, and that, like, because I just traveled to Idaho to see my mom. I'm like, yo, guys, I'm not saying this to shoot some shit, but, like, it's going to go off because of my knee. And they're like, okay. And I was like, beep. I was like, told you. And so, yeah. It's terrible, but like the first time I went through was like when I actually just broke it because like I couldn't go to work, and so I was off work for a month, and so I just went and visited my mom again, so I was just like chilling, and then like the TSA agent that time was like, that is a lie, and I'm like literally on crutches still at this point, and like he like slapped my knee like hella hard.
Ooh.
And I was like, bro, I'm about to go to Guantanamo Bay for shoving a crutch up some TSA agent's ass, man, this shit hurts. And so like I was just like so pissed because like, yeah, it just sucked so bad.
Damn.
But
yeah.
So how long was what was the recovery like?
So like I think it was like 6 weeks, and then they told me I could put like a little weight on it. But once they told me I could put a little weight on it, I went to Anytime Fitness, where I was working out at the time, and I'd be like biking and shit because the doctor told me I was gonna be walking with like a little bit of a limp, and I was like, dude, I don't want that really, because you know. Being a 27-year-old, like I want to try like work it out the best I can, and so like I just was like getting like the rotation of my knee going again and like the ankle, and so yeah, that made it like chop in half because like at the point when they said I could put 50% weight on it, I was putting already 100% at my house because it's still icy at the time.
Sure.
So.
Hell yeah.
Damn. And when did you finally feel comfortable like ollie?
To go out and skate again?
Yeah.
Probably like a month afterwards, like, cause like I,
like, after the fucking,
after like the doctor told me I could put like all the weight on.
Oh,
not
okay.
After the fucking day.
That's
why
I was like,
no,
what
dude.
The fuck? Like, no, what kind of drugs were they giving you, bro?
Yeah, like, okay. No. But yeah, going back to like the drug situation, I was like, yeah, I don't like,
hydros and
oxys
and shit. Yeah.
Cause it makes me like want to like vomit half the time. And it's like, I don't know. I liked weed a whole lot more.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Sure.
I'm bad. They give me those, and I'm like, so they go in my nose, right? And they're like, we just take these orally, and I was like, so
like,
they go in my nose, right?
That's when you always say, like, so what do these sell per pill? What's a retail?
Yeah. See, I I'm not interested in that part.
What's
that's,
a retail?
That's jail time. What are they gonna do for something me taking something? Well, maybe.
Well,
they
that's
can't
what you just ask. That's what you just ask.
Can they get you?
That's what you just ask. What
I
the,
don't know.
What
can they get you for like doing your own prescription the way that like?
What do you mean?
Like,
if
I don't
you're prescribed
like,
it, you can do it. What's your question?
Okay, so like, say it's a prescription to myself
of oxy
or
okay.
Hydrocodone,
whatever.
Hydro.
Okay.
Yeah. And let's say, you know, a cop busts in and I'm straight up doing lines of it. Am I going to get in trouble for doing lines of it because
no.
I'm not taking it orally?
No.
Okay.
I don't think there's any thin laws about how it can be ingested. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you can shove
just
them up your ass and you'd be fine.
I
you know.
Straight to the fucking brain.
Yeah. Right. No, I don't think so.
I don't know. Like, it was just a question.
It'd be
like,
the same as crushing up a daily multivitamin, like. Like,
but why the fuck would you do that?
Why would you snort a fucking hydro?
Let me tell you, Tim. let's dive in. No, that's not what we're talking about.
Story time. I want to hear.
What story time? Which time?
You've snorted a hydro?
What haven't I snorted?
Is it okay? So is it like it's more intense? Is that why? Or
hits you harder? Hits you quicker?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a straight shot to the brain, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Because I've had several surgeries, so I've been prescribed hydros many, many times.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I never had a
them.
Dependency, but they also didn't, like, give me some euphoric feeling. They literally just worked as intended, where it took the pain away. And when I was out, it was over.
Interesting.
Yeah, I never needed them to survive. I never needed to get a for both my hand surgeries, I was good. My knee surgery, I was fine. My foot, I was fine. I never needed hydros.
You know, I never got
prescribed them, but I didn't get dependent.
I never became dependent.
Nah.
But
it was fun.
I mean, there was a good couple years of
wow.
Yeah.
Never thought people were taking the hydros apart.
I mean, not even just hydros. I mean, Adderalls. Oxy.
I've never had Adderall either.
Well, we could go really deep in this story, and I'll tell you a little bit of something about myself.
We don't need to get into all of those fun parts.
Well, it doesn't need to be incriminating type of.
I mean,
stuff.
So let's talk about, because it did become legal. We touched on that. Let's go back to that, because I want to speak about it.
So
you speak about it first.
I can just go in and be like, I would like one joint, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pre-rolls. Yeah.
Like, as long as. It
I
is
have a valid ID.
As long as you have an ID that shows that you're
over
21.
Okay, that was my next question.
And then, as long as it is a shop that is able to do it, because unfortunately there were shops that opened.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I know Mac Collective Elevation. Those would be the only two I'd shop at.
Right, but like they had some weird stipulation that if you opened after a certain like time period, you weren't allowed to like enter into the
if you haven't been open long enough.
Exactly, it's weird.
Okay,
it's
so I could literally just be like, okay, so walk me through how much would a pre-rolled joint run?
Like 11 to 10, like 10, 11, 12 bucks.
Yeah, with tax. I'll say like 12 bucks, 13 bucks.
And you can use your card at one of these places, right? It's not all cash.
No, so here's the issue. Because it is not federally legal, banks are not setting up like bank accounts with these companies because it's not technically
not
federal.
So these are cash businesses?
Cash only businesses.
Fuck, they're like drug dealers still then.
And it's frustrating. It really is because, I mean... As someone that uses it for medicinal purposes, yes, I do use it for the euphoric reasons. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah.
It frustrates me when I read articles when they're like, oh, dealers doing this, and I'm like, they're not fucking like they're no. licensed pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Like, you are like,
why
and,
would
and
you,
it's so frustrating how the media.
You know how many cancer
still,
patients I know, even in my own family, who have said that. I mean, marijuana is
has probably saved
times,
their life
10 times the amount of benefits as fucking like pharma.
Any yeah,
which is I mean radiation therapy. But regardless, that's a different topic. I can go in and be like, here's a tenner. I would like a joint.
Well, I mean,
so,
you'd have to get a little more.
That's fine.
But yes,
what's,
I,
so what's available here?
I personally just picked up this good sativa called. Green crack.
Oh, hold on.
I love
you,
green crack.
You said a sativa.
Yeah.
What's that?
So sativa is like Red Bull. Indica is like your tea when you're getting ready for going to bed. And so like.
Oh,
so
that's a good way to put it. I've never.
Yeah.
I always put it sativa as my get up and go.
So there's weed that makes you not want to lay down and take a nap?
Well, I mean, like, so.
Sativa is like more so just like you're like. Kind of just like in that motion, like you know when you get in like to a hyper focus type vibe.
Yeah, I usually pop some nicotine.
Yeah, so like that's like for me, like when I'm smoking like a sativa, it's more of like that hyper focus, but it's like kind of relaxed. Still,
do you draw
like,
a lot when you're high?
Yeah. I'm
not gonna, fuck yes. Okay. No. So this is like eye opening. Corey's been trying to talk me into becoming a drug abuser for a long, long time.
So like
I wanna fucking and my wife too because I'm in a lot of pain some nights especially like you said when it's cold. Like people who haven't broken bones, like when it gets fucking cold, they don't understand. Like right, like everything fucking hurts worse when you've broken stuff when it's cold, and it's just natural like wear and tear.
And I do want to bring this up as well, because not everything is all about the THC.
Sure.
Yeah, because like the CBD like attributes, like there's like that.
Because I have CBD, Will, but.
Like my mother-in-law,
it never did anything for me, and it's like 5,000 milligrams.
But how much are you taking? Like, is it a gummy?
The bottle says 4 drops. It's a dropper. It looks just like this.
See, and
under
so
your tongue, and I did that for 2 weeks straight, and I never felt any better.
What? So, okay. So as far as CBD, like the products that have worked for me the best in the past is there is this like LaCroix type water called Zenergy. Or not Zenergy, but Zentopia, I think it is.
Oh, okay.
And it's a 50 milligram CBD drink. And, like, when I was, like, sobering up and, like, not drinking anymore, that was, like, my close go-to. And I'd go out in the summers with the homies. Because, like, it didn't make you, like, oh, like, stony. But it just made you, like, just relax. Like, and just, like.
It makes your body feel better.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Okay, so.
And it is crazy. Me. I will tell you, as someone that has, like, who started as someone who. Like, one time heard of a strain called Alaskan Thunderfuck when he was in high school.
Yeah. And then when you got whatever weed the dealer had.
Exactly. You didn't fucking question. It was, do you have anything on you?
Yeah, okay.
To someone who realized that, hey, this is saving my body. It is fucking amazing what we can do with marijuana and with CBD and, like, what we've learned about it. Like, sure. I mean, there's oils, there's cookies, I can tell you one time I straight up bought Chex Mix and Goldfish. And, like, I had Goldfish ones, and I was like, oh, my God.
Was marijuana settled?
It was Goldfish, yeah. But, yeah, it was, they were.
An edible, yeah, I just saw
okay,
those.
So now, the edibles, like, you can get, like, super powerful ones, right?
Well, and
right now, didn't they cut in half the amount that are in the edibles. That's what I've heard.
That I don't know.
Because I've heard, like, when you buy a gummy, you're only supposed to take, like, half of it or some shit.
Well, so, like, just today, I just picked up a 100 milligram chocolate bar. Oh. And so, like, it's 100 milligrams. But it's cut into, like, little squares.
And
so each little square is 10 milligrams.
And that's enough for one dose?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you're... So, like... There's certain days where, like, I'm straight up, like, double-dose brownie, and I want 200 milligram brownie. And
yeah,
gonna,
for
you
sure.
Know,
for sure.
But, like...
Still better than drinking six
I'm
beers.
Also experienced.
Yes. Yeah.
I would say that I wouldn't, like... Even someone that I know that's close to me that smokes quite a bit, they won't eat a fucking double-dose. Like... That person is like, absolutely not. Dude, no, I will have single dose, and that's as far as I
will
go.
And I'm a lightweight, like, okay. When it comes to weed. So, I'm on, like, the opposite end of, like, the spectrum where it's just, like, so when I take an edible, man, like, I do take it half. And so, bro, like, the last time I took an edible, like, I just, like, because you're, like, when you're getting into, like, that high, you're just, like, I can contain this beast. Like, I got this, like. And then I was just, like, watching TV, and, like, I was watching music videos for, like, 4 hours, but I thought it was just, like, one music video, and I was like, well, shit, there goes my day.
I can't afford to fucking do that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, I really want to get on it for my anxiety. Like, my anxiety plagues me a lot only when I'm trying to go to bed, because my stupid mind will just think about, not sometimes work, but, like, my kids getting ran over, or totally dumb shit that isn't gonna fucking happen, but the worst stuff in the world. Happening and then I can't go to bed, right? So I don't want to get like paranoid.
That's when I'd say go with like an indica. Like for me, that like that's like my sleep schedule right now. Is like I take like maybe half of a hit of like just an indica that I have, and then I just like because I have that same thing where I'm just like in bed and like especially with my art because I just like will see like images of like things I want to draw at night. And sometimes, like, I'll be up until, like, 6 o'clock in the morning the next day. And, like, so, if, like, when I smoke beforehand, it's just, like, I can relax. I can still enjoy those imageries. And then, like, if it's something really cool that I want to do, then I put it down, like, on, like, paper. Like, do this idea. And so.
And see, like, they've even got, like, little, like, indica candies, that hard candies you can get, like that are
each 10 milligrams. So would that be better than smoking a joint?
I mean, it depends.
I think, like, if you're trying to use it, like, in a routinely manner, I think it would be good and beneficial just because then you know you're, like, dosage that. Because when you're smoking, you can take, like, a longer hit or a longer drag. Like,
so, is there a difference between smoking a joint as opposed to smoking out of a pipe?
Like, I mean, it depends, because, like, so, okay.
Because you still have to pack a bowl, you have to roll your own joint. So. Well,
not necessarily, because we just talked about it.
Oh, you said the pre-rolled, okay.
But, okay, so, for me, I enjoy a joint. I enjoy one every once in a while.
Yeah.
But, for me, I like to roast on a bowl, because I can literally hit it, put it out real quick.
Okay.
And, like, go back to what I'm doing. Come back to it a few moments later, okay. Take another quick rip on it and put it back. Like, dude, and it's crazy. Like, even, like, I know you don't know what dabs, you might know what dabs are.
I mean, I've heard the term.
So.
Dabs are different.
My first time doing it.
Aren't they straight up THC or something?
It is basically you take like a oil.
Yeah.
So it's a sticky.
Sure.
Looks like honey. Kinda.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen images of it.
I will tell you, when done right, fucking amazing. Oh, fuck. Fucking amazing. Like, it. I don't need to smoke more than one. Wow. Otherwise, I'm like, if I take one good solid one, I'm like, I am fucked up.
I feel
for
like
a
Corey's
good, like
40 years ahead of me. And 20 years
oh,
ahead of
well,
you
and so, but like, how, Mark, how old are you?
I'm 27.
See, so, but when did you start smoking? I didn't start until I was like 18.
Yeah,
your mom's not listening.
Yeah,
she's not one of our viewers.
I smoked for the first time when I was like 15, It's been just like 15 all the way through like high school, and then like just stopped because like college and shit, and then I started up again in college, and I was like, hey, I can't, because I was like paranoid because I stopped taking my ADHD meds, and I was like, I gotta concentrate. And
are you still on?
No, I don't. I'm kind of just like,
yeah.
But here's the question. With weed, do you need it?
No, because that's like where the sativa, like the green track, is like, I just started doing it.
That'd be nice to start.
See, and green crack, it's funny because it sounds so fucking violent, but it's like, it's
honestly, like, I'm gonna be completely honest. I'm on a, like the come down right now, and it's just like, it's just like you're more so.
But
just,
it's not like a total lethargic.
No, even off of a, it's like off of a sativa. It's more of like a, okay, like I don't feel anything anymore.
Like, you know when you like drink water after you drink like coffee? Like, say if you drink like 4 cups of coffee.
Sure.
And then you drink like that initial like cup of water and you just feel like, oh wow, like some of like that toxin kind of leaving the body. That's kind of exactly.
Like a little, yeah.
All right.
And then again, for me, I just use my indica and, well. I am a stoner, so let's be honest.
I feel like we need to have my first trip to the shop.
I would love to go with you.
Yeah.
I would love to go with you. I
don't almost trust you. Sometimes
like,
I feel
see,
like
and I would I would want to pick out like if we were
like,
looking
do they have
at
a beginner
it,
kit?
Like, no.
Get a little.
Well,
a little
they can explain it to you. Like there are certain. Yeah. I mean, obviously the storefronts are very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
If they're not, then I would have an issue with going into that shop because.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay,
that's your business. So,
one other point I want to touch on before we wrap this up. Regardless, I want to try marijuana. I've only ever had a brownie in college, but I was already drunk, and so I don't know what effect it had on me.
Oh, you got a little cross-faded.
Yeah, dude. I was fucked up.
I will tell you, every time that – and I realize now if I get too fucked up drunk, I don't smoke.
Yeah,
like
there's classic saying: if you drink before you smoke, then you're a joke. If you smoke before you drink, then you know how to think.
Oh,
and that—I mean, that is.
Dude,
I will
drink,
say
alcohol
that
alcohol's fucking the devil. Like that's all there is to it.
I can't even say that because I enjoy alcohol to a point.
Yeah, but it's.
But you also didn't go through like my 20s where.
Yeah.
I mean, Cinco. Okay,
I mean,
I went through
college, dude. Like we fucking.
Cinco de Mayo of 2007, we started drinking.
Is that when you fucked that one-tittied granny?
No, that was Butte, St. Patty's Day. I don't know what year. Yeah. Yeah.
Hurry up, because I have a really good story.
But, like, basically, I don't... You made me think, forget what I was talking about, because you started talking
Cinco
about...
Cinco de Mayo 2007.
We drank. We started drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Didn't stop drinking until 5 the next morning. I had drunk myself completely sober. I saw that. Somebody who... A deaf dude screamed that night. He also tried to chug... it was more like... he tried to do a handstand, dude. That was my favorite. He tried to act cool and chugged fucking Everclear. And then he ended up outside, like he was gonna show us a handstand.
Oh, I slept outside.
Made it like halfway through the handstand before he like smacked his head on the fucking ground. Like, oh, dude, it was a shit show of a night. And I was that was 1 year out of high school.
Yeah.
Damn. And that didn't stop until I was like 20.
See, I didn't do it that long. 28. I had really heavy, two really heavy party years in college, and then I bought my first business and I stopped. But my wife and I, before we had kids, we would occasionally get drunk on birthdays. But regardless, I don't know if I got to tell either of you my failed abduction story.
Why?
No.
Yeah. Me and you were on the same wavelength as far as aliens and shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, a person. No. I was like, oh, shit, someone tried to, like, kidnap Tim?
No, so, okay.
It was the 80s.
My wife doesn't believe me. 100% she does not believe me.
Okay.
It was at the end of October. Why didn't I tell you that? I don't know. The end of October, the beginning of November.
Wait, like this last year?
That just happened.
Okay, yeah. 2021.
I was sleeping in the basement. My kiddo was sleeping with my wife upstairs. And I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll just sleep on the air mattress downstairs. Because I have a king size air mattress.
Okay.
It's super nice.
It's just weird, but continue.
What?
Like I don't.
I think it's cool.
Well, my kid's sleeping with my wife.
That like take up your bed, just get a king size bed.
Well, we have a queen. He's only 4. He just wants to sleep with mom.
Are you that Tim? You're like pocket sized.
Well, yeah, I know.
Continue.
But dude, my work hours are so fucked.
I get it.
So regardless, sometimes it's easier for me to sleep downstairs, right?
Right.
I don't really care. So I was sleeping downstairs, and it hadn't really gotten cold yet, but it was cold in the basement. And in the room I sleep in, there are no vents, just because I haven't gotten to that far in the remodel of the basement yet. So I was sleeping in a sweatshirt and my Super Mario pajama pants and socks, right? And I had a couple blankets on me and a couple blankets on the mattress. So I'm sleeping, and I'm vividly having a dream. And my wife and I are sleeping in a house that we don't own, but we're in a, you know, it's not a replica of our current home in real life. We're sleeping in this house, and this light comes through the window, and my wife just screams, "What is that?" And as I wake up in the dream, I feel myself moving, and there's an insanely loud vibrating noise, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like
in your dream, this is happening.
In my dream, this is happening. So for like 10 or 15 seconds in my dream, it's like,
right,
and it's that really bassy, like you're in a car with subwoofers, like,
yeah.
And in real life, I start waking up and I feel I'm going like this is the wall and the bed's right here, and I'm sleeping against it, and my head like this. I feel myself going like this in real life, and I'm still hearing the now my room is not lit up, but I'm going, and all of a sudden I go, and I get fucking tugged against the front wall, and I go like this,
Jesus.
And I have no clothes on but my boxers, and my blankets are off of the bed. Now, it's not unheard of to fucking peel off layers when you're sleeping because you're hot. I do that all the time.
I've never done that, but continue.
You've never just woken up in the middle of the night and taken your shirt off and gone back to bed?
Fuck no. My beard scratches like, my...
You haven't done that either?
I've done it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So anyway...
Like...
Anyway, I hear this insane... As I'm... Oh, now I'm awake, and it's going... Like, so loud, it's hurting my ears, and I'm getting crunched up against the wall, and it just goes... Dead silence, and there's no pressure against me anymore. And I'm freezing cold. Because I have no clothes on.
Oh my god, dude.
And I'm not, like, just pulled up against. I'm sideways against the wall. Like, if a magnet grabbed a piece of metal right here and it just went, like that. I'm like that. Like, I'm fucking sitting, laying on my pillow.
That's a trip.
Like your butt to...
Oh, everything's against the wall. Like this.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, it was fucking super weird. That's weird.
But dude, that scared me.
And it was the most insane, just like consuming fucking
How do you
sound.
Know it was a failed abduction and you weren't just put back?
Don't know.
Damn, that actually opens up a whole...
I don't know.
Sub story.
Were you taking anything?
No.
Sleep deprived.
No, not at that point. No, we were actually sleeping pretty good.
Huh.
I wasn't staying super late. I was just about normal. Nothing.
You ever taken mushrooms, Tim?
No. Or DMT? Nope. None of that shit.
I've never done DMT. But
nothing.
Dude, mushrooms are great.
Nothing like that.
Oregon.
I was not.
How about that?
I was not.
Oregon making like hallucinogens. Fucking.
Well, that happened a long time ago. But dude, like what?
I think
what
that's
the fuck was it?
I think aliens. That like it was the aliens, man.
My wife thinks I'm fucking lying. She's like, you're making that up.
Maybe.
I'm like, why would I want to make that up?
I believe in aliens so much, bro. Like, it's
I do, and I believe in aliens. I'm enough. I believe in aliens so much that people would say, well, you're just making up. Fuck no, I don't want to. I don't. It was very scary.
Like dude, I'm wondering if you weren't already abducted. Though,
I could
because,
not go back to
again.
Bed.
Your clothes are off. Like your blankets are off. Like,
but like it's not
maybe they were trying to put you in the right position and fucked up, and that's why you were being pulled back up. And like, yeah, dude, maybe.
I have no idea.
Let's go smoke a bowl and tell some more stories.
Nothing weird. Oh, I would love. That sounds so fucking good. But dude, nothing weird has happened. I haven't found like marks or anything. Elbow has hurt a lot more since then, but...
Did you get the old bone check just in case?
No!
Okay.
I've had blood, but that's normal.
You guys
have that too?
I was talking about South Park when...
I know what you're talking about.
The first episode he has the big giant fucking...
My uncle's when I fucking...
out of his ass.
Because we were actually manufacturing the... Well, we were like fabricating
that come out of your ass?
This stuff on my snowplow. That week, and I came to the shop, and I was like, you guys aren't going to fucking believe what just happened to me last night, because I hadn't slept, and
did they all believe you?
No, fucked with. They're like, oh, you got butt-fucked by aliens, ha ha ha, and I was like, fuck you guys, but one of my uncles has had an experience like that, too.
Where he woke up naked?
No, he woke up he didn't wake up naked, but...
That scared the fuck out of me, holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that hurt my fucking ears, Mark, so Jesus kidding. Christ. I can see how serious they're taking my story. This fucking happened, okay?
I agree with you.
And
like,
nobody
believes
you what happened.
I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm just saying,
dude,
like,
I've had crazy fucking weird vivid dreams, but I've never had a dream that altered my position or where I actually heard something.
Yeah, that's weird.
Dude, I think
it was
that...
just the most intense and gone.
Huh.
I think that I would classify that as definitely like abduction.
Yes, you probably, dude. I hate to be like,
I don't know.
I'm high.
Well, I
and
would
I'm
like
just throwing shit
I would
out
like,
there, but I'm high.
If it did happen, I wonder why I haven't had a memory, a dream of the event since.
Are you talking like that movie with Mila Jovovich?
Yeah.
Close Encounter. No, that was a Close Encounter. Yeah.
The Fifth Kind.
The one with the fucking owls.
Yeah, where the people would levitate, and they had the actual footage, and the other footage would be.
Dude, I have to say that movie the first time.
I got goosebumps.
The first time I watched that movie, I was like, "What?"
And
the
end of that movie made it seem so real when the kid gets abducted from his bedroom upstairs,
yep.
And you hear the actual cops. That shit
okay,
happened.
You need to watch
that
this
happened.
Movie.
That happened.
You need to watch this movie.
This kid went missing from his fucking bedroom, and you can hear the transcript from the because the cop pulls up, the sheriff pulls up. It's like in Alaska or something.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
sheriff pulls up and he gets out, closes the door, and he's like, talking to his partner. Do you see that? And they claim to see a light pull a kid out of his bedroom's room, and it's gone. And that kid has been missing ever since the night.
So okay. That part of it was totally fake.
That fucked me up.
It was all fake. The kid was missing.
Yes.
Like, but it was like he went missing. That's
yeah.
all it was.
They don't know that it was an abduction. It was aliens, but
there's a bunch of abductions in this small town,
yeah.
And so they're like it's aliens, and they just make this movie.
And they always do actual footage versus filmed. And so when they're doing these not an interview, but like a psychologist
hypnosis.
These people fucking levitate, And it's like real footage versus
again. Dude, it's like Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
You know, you
yeah.
It was a fake movie.
It's fucked.
But there was some
real
shit.
But when they posted that movie the first time in theaters, there was no end credits. There was nothing to Paranormal Activity.
Oh yeah, I know.
When they showed it in theaters, they didn't. They cut it off.
No, it said based on true events.
Right. But, which is fake. But at the end of it, there was no credits in the movie theater. It cut off, and that was the end of the movie. And there, you saw no credits.
I hit a fucking parked car in the movie theater after going to that show. Seriously, I was fucked up.
That movie was terrifying.
When you hear the and you see the fucking white footprints on and the door slam
or the fucking like
oh I want
the blanket the blanket pull off of her and then the fucking like leg rip out of bed like
yeah
now that I watch it. I can make jokes about it because
no, fuck you. Don't. Well, that okay. Shade, that thing's back there is moving.
No. So, okay.
Did you see that too?
Yeah, a little bit. But
yeah.
I just like.
Either way.
Definitely wasn't the wind.
We got ghosts.
Okay.
We've already determined that.
Hurry up. Yeah, let's wrap this one up.
But yeah, we're gonna. You know what? We'll document your first trip.
My anxiety, I don't know if I can handle it.
No, we'll like look over an online menu first so we can like dive in. I've got a little thing called LeafLy. Shout out to LeafLy if no one knows.
What's that?
LeafLy is an app that you can get on your phone.
It helps you when you're doing drugs? Jeez.
God damn, Tim. So it does help you if you don't know what strain you are getting. So here. He had mentioned green crack. We're gonna pull this up real quick while we've got just a little bit of time left. Uh-huh. Real quick, uh-huh. Green crack. I'm gonna search this right here.
You have an.
It's
app
a strain.
For your drug.
Yep. So look at this. These are the different type of. When I search green crack, there's green crack, God's green crack, green goblin, green crack CBD, which is, you know, we talk CBD, yeah. And then purple crack. So green crack, it shows you what it looks like.
Picture the nug.
It tells you what the terpenes are in it. So, like, spicy, peppery terpene that has anti-inflammatory benefits.
I want one that's fruity.
This one is pine. But this one, as you can see, it has a scale from energizing.
Okay.
To calming.
Dude, yeah.
And so, like, green you can also... Good. So, like, here. Green crack, also known as green crush and mango crack, is a potent sativa marijuana strain made by crossing skunk. Number one, with an unknown indica. This strain is beloved by many consumers for its energizing effects.
Huh.
But don't let the name fool you. This is pure cannabis. Few strains compare to green crack's sharp energy and focus as it induces an invigorating mental buzz that keeps you going throughout the day.
Wow.
With a tangy, fruity flavor redolent of mango, green crack is a great daytime strain that may help consumers fight fatigue, stress, and depression. So, I mean, it tells you what it, right on the app, it tells you what it helps with. So it helps with stress, helps with depression, helps with anxiety. It does help a little bit with pain, helps a little bit with fatigue as well. Negative side to it, there is like 28% that have reported dry mouth,
man.
Dry eyes.
Yeah, dude, I've never had that happen before.
But I mean, the rest of this, like anxious, dizzy, paranoid, there's like a small minute amount that are like, yeah, it did affect me this way. But then you can go through reviews.
Sure.
And people actually write reviews where it's like, this one is like, they tasted sweet, they felt euphoric, giggly, and tingly. This one is like, they tasted citrus lime, and they felt creative, energetic, euphoric. So like, again, you can search on this app. I'm not paid for this, I'm gonna tell everyone that. No, but LeafLy is amazing. Like, anything I would want to know about any strain that I'm looking at, for the most part, because there are some that are, they are local to, you know, the state, so you can't be like, I'm going to look this up, and it's going to be like, here's this, kinda. But I mean, for the most part, it's fucking great to, like,
yeah, all right.
Learn about your shit.
Yeah, I want to,
we'll dive in. We'll spend a day of it, Tim.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun to do, like, this group again, like, first time and like
take oh like an fuck edible. Yeah like, or not even take an edible
just like
so I just need to know if I need to get into my if I have to be at home
fuck we could set up in your office
oh my upstairs
in we could set up in the upstairs garage
a video game place up there. I got a 120. It's actually kind of
sweet
with a monitor.
Yeah, until he gives you the fucking Rockstar Guitar Hero controllers that are broken.
All the guitars work now. Me and my brother have been playing like motherfuckers.
Oh, so after I sucked it up.
Now I've got 6 Guitar Hero games.
Ooh.
Dude, do you have Guitar Hero 2 on the PS2?
No. These are all for 360.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, let's do that. Okay.
Fucking A, we'll do an episode of us just getting Tim high.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you guys.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys.